Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Little Van Halen bringing us back. We appreciate their music on a regular basis here on the show. I want to talk to you about how you fund growth. You know, large companies, folks, the publicly traded ones, they have a vast array of options available to them when they want to capitalize their growth, right? They do an IPO, you know, sell shares in the marketplace. They can sell more shares. They can do warrants. They can do bonds. They can make a straight loan from a bank. They can bring in partners. I mean, they got all kinds of ways. They can sell stocks retail. They can sell stocks wholesale, et cetera, et cetera. They got lots of ways of capitalizing their growth. Many, many tools. You and me, small business owners, not so much. In fact, there actually are only three primary sources of growth capital for a small business like ours. The first one is equity capital, and that could come from you as the founder, or it could come from an outside investor. Number two is a combination of operating cash flow, the money that's flowing through your business. Sometimes you can fund a little growth that way, and profits that you leave in the business, and those are called retained earnings. That's where you have number one, the ability to actually produce a profit, and number two, the discipline to leave that profit in the business instead of taking it out and spending it on yourself. And so those are called retained earnings. So that's two, cash flow and profit. The third one, and this is the biggie for small businesses, borrowed funds, typically from a financial institution. Because borrowed money is the significant small business source of capital, I wanted to know what our audience, you and the folks who subscribe to my newsletter, the people who visit our website, I wanted to know what you thought about the following question. This is what we asked last week in our poll question, not last week, the week before last, on our website. We asked this question. In terms of using a loan to capitalize business growth, which of these four options are you more likely to choose? We gave you four choices. Those who said they would use a large or regional, either a national, I should say, or large regional bank, represented 13% of respondents, barely just over one out of ten. Then there are the ones who said they would choose an independent community bank, and you know who those guys are, and they came in at 31%. The next one was credit unions. 22% said they would use a credit union. And then there was a fourth option. And the fourth option was a quote that was a little sarcasm, but also having a little fun. We don't need no stinking bank loan. And those people were the largest respondents. 34% of our samples, more than any other of the four, said we don't need no stinking bank loan. It's not surprising to me that half of our respondents would prefer a local source, like an independent bank or a credit union. 31% and 22%, over 50% of those said either independent community banks or a credit union. That doesn't surprise me, because for over a decade, I've been telling small business owners that the most consistent banking relationship through thick and thin are the locally owned institutions that practice relationship banking. And the financial crisis of 2008 and 2009 turned my advice into a prophecy. And that crisis shined a bright light on at least one unfortunate truth. Banks that are beholden to Wall Street analysts, like the large banks are, and the computer-generated credit score, they're beholden to that too, like the large regionals and the national banks are fair-weather friends to small businesses. Those who are beholden to Wall Street analysts and the credit computer-generated credit score are fair-weather friends of small businesses. This is not only my opinion, it's been my experience. It's likely that the same poll, if I'd taken the same poll prior to 2008, I'm pretty sure that more than 13% of my respondents would have chosen the large banks. But now, 13%. Those who chose the emphatic no stinking loan option, representing was the largest group, track with the prevailing small business sentiments in all the other polls that I've talked about, I've reported to you on this show, with Bill Dunkelberg, with Sam Norwood, et cetera, et cetera. The no stinking loan numbers track with all those others. Many small businesses are just not ready to use financial leverage to fund growth. And they found a way. This group is either among the two-thirds of small businesses that polls show are not experiencing growth. We've talked about that recently. Or they're among the third, and so if they're not experiencing growth, they don't need a loan to grow. They're not feeling like, you know, that would be a good decision. Or that 34% is among the other third, which have reported that they are growing, but who have actually learned how to do it more organically, without leverage, without borrowing money, which, in my opinion, is another way of saying we don't need no stinking loan. So we've got these four categories out there: people who would work with the large companies, people who would prefer credit unions, people who prefer independent banks. Those two are the largest group, and then but together they are. But then as the one that had the largest percentage was the ones who didn't need a loan. So what you can see is that people are learning. People are learning in two ways. They're learning. Small business owners are learning that they can grow without leverage, and that's probably a good thing. You need to borrow money sometimes. Borrowed money will augment, can help you support growth and negative cash for a temporary situation, for a short-term situation. Sometimes you need to do that. But if you can grow organically, do it. But my last thought to you is a small business should have at least one banking relationship. In my opinion, the primary banking relationship with some kind of a locally owned independent organization, a bank or a credit union. That's my opinion, and it's proven to be true based on this last financial crisis. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.